Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alanis Morissette. Along with Garbage. You're not jumping into Stupid Girl or something?
Oh, I wasn't ready for that.
Did you want that?
And Liz Phair.
Did you want all three of those?
Yeah, I don't know. You don't have to. I love all three of those bands,
actually. Too.
They are all performing together. It's like Girls Rock. June 6th, 2020 at the Concord Pavilion. The tickets go on sale on Friday at 11 a.m. at livenation.com. Alice listeners can buy tickets starting Thursday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. with the code JAGGED, as in Jagged Little Pill. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Fremont
interview.
Bank.
What sound we have. He's like talking to Don Lemon.
Don Lemon?
Yeah.
That's not how we rage at all.
It was my mouse just kind of.
That's weird.
It's really the only sound we have of you. That Fremont. And Almanic, huh?
He won't even play that for us.
We never pulled Almanic. That was a live thing.
We never pulled Almanic?
Yeah,
you
right.
never
we?
Pulled.
Was this we?
Yeah, I actually pulled that at all thing myself because you had me pull it.
Because it was an interview that I knew you already had on tape. You didn't have to pull it. You just pulled it out of the interview.
Well, I had to isolate it for you.
Let me hear the whole thing.
I don't have the whole thing. It was
only, yeah,
it was
right.
Just,
oh, I see. Okay.
One,
yeah.
Otherwise, I was going to play the
I love
whole
how
thing.
He just.
I know. He likes to bust
I'm
all of us.
Go ahead and delete
just
that now.
Oh, my
don't
God.
Delete
don't
it.
Delete it. It doesn't belong to you. No, it doesn't. Anything we do on this show belongs to this show.
That's right.
Talk about being had by the short hairs. He can't.
He's rotten.
Yeah, that's not right.
What do you mean? My job is to play you guys back.
And you, when we say
and
so.
Whatever we tell you,
and
what
whatever
to play.
Else we tell you to play. That's your job.
Yeah. Your job is to serve us.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I see a picture of DJ Khaled and the first thing I think of, it's him and his wife, and the first thing I think of is...
He doesn't put his mouth there?
That he won't do that.
Yeah. No, it's not weird at all. Actually, that's the first thing I think, and then the second thing I think is, and he thinks his kid's a king.
And I think the kid first and that other thing second.
Oh. No, I always go for the first thing.
So weird.
We were just talking about this off air. I had heard this story on the way in and totally zoned on it when I got here. There's a band called Roxette. They're like an 80s band, right? Mm-hmm. 80s?
Yeah, absolutely.
The lead singer was this chick named Marie Fredriksson, and she's dead at 61. 17-year battle with cancer.
Wow.
That is awful.
I know.
What did she? Do we know what she had specifically?
After being diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2002.
Oh, man.
She received aggressive treatment that was ultimately successful. She actually returned to music after a long hiatus, released new songs with Roxette.
Did she sing the backup on the Rush song, Time Stand Still?
No, I think that's Amy Mann.
Oh, I have them confused, don't I?
Well, they do look alike.
I know, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you could totally be right.
I could totally be wrong. I just guessed it.
She passed away yesterday. She's a Swedish woman. Let me see. Looks like in 2016, her doctor said, you got to stop touring and focus on your health. Oh, yeah, this is the song, The Look. You've got the look. So there were two singers in this band, right? There was her and this dude. Must Have Been Love. That's another one. That's another big one. I have a bunch of stuff listed here, but I'm not positive. I know, like, Listen to Your Heart. That sounds really familiar.
Here's Must Have Been Love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know the song.
It's from Pretty Woman.
It looks like it was Amy Mann.
You just won $10 because you're right. It's Amy Mann.
Oh, it is Amy Mann?
Till Tuesday's front woman, Amy Mann.
Oh, I don't need $10. You can keep $10.
You're the chorus.
I feel like that has like live broadcast fund on it. Like, you know.
I was just giving you $10.
It's okay.
Don't worry.
I don't want to owe you.
You're
going to
give it back to me.
All right. I am going to give that back to you sometime.
Don't worry.
We'll hand that $10 back and forth for the next 2 years.
Oh, man. All right. The other one is Listen to Your Heart, right?
Listen to Your Heart.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
This song is what it is. Damn, dude.
Well, see, you know Roxette.
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, terrible news. Rest in peace, Roxette singer Marie Fredriksson. She leaves behind her husband and 2 children. Mm. Just awful. And people, you know, obviously there's a lot of really nice comments about her. And, we tweet. We shouldn't, but we do. We don't. Actually, we don't.
We don't.
I think as a show, we do not tweet.
Vaughn tweets for us.
Oh, Vaughn, you're a tweeter?
As a station, we tweet.
Yeah. But as a show, no. We're anti-tweeting. Except for Vaughn. Vaughn, please don't get in any trouble. It's tough, you know? Twitter's
Vaughn's thing is writing. I think we're safe.
All right. You're right.
I don't know. I've seen some of his posts and
offensive
Vaughn.
So offensive Vaughn.
Hilarious, though. Some of them are correct.
No, he's always on point.
Twitter released its year-end data yesterday. This is the time of year. You get all the things that happened this year. Yeah. A lot of decade stuff, too. I remember at the end of the 2000s, I was like, F that decade. Like, there was just so much that happened that decade. And now this decade, too, I feel like, F this decade, too. Like, can the 2020s just please... We just please have
you're
a good
crazy.
Decade.
You're just looking. You're stuck on the wrong things. Imagine all the goodness in your life.
Listen, of course, right. Individually, we have good things.
Our boy's in Berkeley.
I know.
And our other boy is an accomplished musician.
Yep.
And you got your own she shack for crying out loud. I mean, who's
it's
got
a studio coming up?
Yeah, and
it's
a studio.
True.
I mean, you know, you've been the mayor of Mill Valley for like 20 years going.
Power of Mom, too.
Yeah.
Was that this decade?
I think
so. Yeah, it was this decade. Yeah.
You know, it was.
Don't focus
no,
on that.
No, I'm writing this decade off.
All right. You do that.
Got into the Radio Hall of Fame. Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh. That was a good one to get.
Not good enough to go there and get it, but you know.
I know, you loser.
I can go by myself.
People still ask me about that too.
It's a trek, you know.
Sarah doesn't want to do anything. Please, she can't even make her own comments. God, what's wrong with that girl? Twitter released its year-end data yesterday.
Okay.
And this year, instead of ranking how many tweets things got, like by the number, they decided to like limit you to one. They just counted the people. If you tweeted 500 times about something, that counts as one.
Oh.
It's just how many people. We're talking about it, not how many tweets. Because I suppose, you know, if Coca-Cola suddenly mandated that everyone in the company had to make 5 tweets per day, you know, that they could trend too.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just how many different people, not how many tweets. They said, we wanted to know what got the most people talking, not just what was the loudest.
Okay.
So there's a ton of categories. Top TV shows, Game of Thrones. Everybody was tweeting about that because it sucked. Stranger Things, The Simpsons. The Simpsons.
Still.
Been around for freaking ever.
Incredible.
La Casa de Papel.
What's that?
I do not know.
Never heard of it.
But everyone was tweeting about it, you guys. And Grey's Anatomy. There's a bunch of old people on Twitter.
La Casa de Papel.
La Casa de Papel.
Oh, it's looks like a movie or something.
Oh, okay.
Oh, actually, it's a show. Yeah, it's two seasons.
These are the top TV shows that were tweeted about.
A criminal mastermind who goes by the professor has a plan to pull off a heist.
What does Papel mean?
I don't know. Papel.
It sounds kind of churchy, doesn't
it? It does. Papal. It sounds like papal.
Yeah.
The house of God. The house of the father. The house of...
Anybody?
Someone looked that up. Papel. P-A-P-E-L.
I was looking up three different things.
Papel?
Right now.
We're looking up the definition of that?
Is that like money? Is that printing money or something?
Money. Paper.
Definición.
Definición?
Paper. It just means paper. But this person tries to print out like billions of dollars.
Oh.
Something along those lines.
Like counterfeiting.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Top movies that we tweeted about this year. Avengers Endgame. Not super surprising.
It's good.
Toy Story 4, Joker, Spider-Man Far From Home, and The Lion King. Those were the top tweeted movies. The top actors were Tom Holland, Chris Evans, Zendaya, Robert Downey Jr., and Cameron Boyce. He was the kid who died at age 20. He was a Disney star and he had a seizure and died, right? Just a couple months ago.
Oh, he was the kid from The Descendants, which I now know what The Descendants is because it runs on repeat in my house. Descendants 1, 2, and 3.
Top musicians that were tweeted about this year. BTS, that's a Korean boy band, right? Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande, Drake, Rihanna, and Cardi B. Sports teams. I'm only doing these because it's only soccer teams. Barcelona, Real Madrid, Manchester United, Liverpool, and Paris Saint-Germain.
All right.
The top nine in that category were all. Nobody else makes it until the Lakers slipped in at number 10.
Hmm.
Most tweeted about
all right.
teams. Athletes, three soccer stars at the top. Then the NBA gets some love. It's LeBron James at 4, Kawhi Leonard at 5, Kobe Bryant 6th, and then NFL stud Tom Brady. That's what they call him here.
That guy.
Stud. Let's see. And then female athletes, Megan Rapinoe, Serena Williams, Naomi Osaka, who is the one who beat Serena Williams.
Oh, the young girl?
Right.
What did they? She has a little nickname. What's her name again?
Naomi Osaka.
Osaka.
No, are you
remember.
Thinking of Coco Gauff?
Oh, I am thinking of
wait,
Coco.
Not, it's not Coco Gauff. What is it? Coco... I can't remember.
I was Alex thinking Morgan, Coco, they are. Simone Biles.
Yeah.
Those are all the things we tweeted about, and I'm sure if you go to, I don't know, twitter.com, maybe they have a link to more lists.
Well, that almost sounds tame.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like a place I might like to go.
Yeah, go there. Did nothing. What could possibly happen to you at twitter.com? Is there even a twitter.com, or is it just a Twitter?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, that's where you find it on the URL.
Oh. I thought it was only a phone thing.
An app?
I'm kidding, I don't even know. I don't go there. Matrix 4, I think, is going to film in San Francisco starting in February.
Good. We deserve it.
We do. We're great. It's looking like there's a project that's under the working title Project Ice Cream. And apparently, that's the code name for the Matrix 4. All so right. Start, you know, looking around for Keanu Reeves and everybody, because I guess they're bringing back most of the original cast. Let's see.
Is it weird that I'm happy as some girlfriend? It's just weird that, but for some reason, I'm not even a celebrity guy.
Yeah.
But when I saw the photo of him holding hands with that lady, because I know so
who's
much about.
Who's sort of normal looking?
Yeah, I just thought, oh, that's great news.
Is that his agent or manager?
No, she was
publicist?
Someone he worked with, but it turns out she's his girlfriend and they've been together a little while now and.
Good for him.
I even read something about her where she was like, yeah, I don't dye my hair anymore because I'm over it.
Yeah. Well, she looks beautiful with that
hair. She does.
Hair.
She's a good looking lady.
Yeah.
But she's got gray hair. A whole head of gray hair.
I'm going to do that. F it.
What? Go gray?
Yeah.
You say that and then you won't.
I know, because I look so stupid with that skunk stripe.
What
like, that's
that
the thing. It looks stupid for
well,
so long.
Unless you just get it. Bleached out and then colored the gray and then it just
let's just shave that thing and let
other.
It grow in how it grows in.
That is what I should do.
I'll shave that head.
Maybe I'll let it grow out for a while and then I'll just cut it real short again. Oh, I loved it short. So, oh, so good. Anyway, the fourth so far untitled Matrix installment, it's called Project Ice Cream. It's looking like it's going to start filming in February. It plans to film in San Francisco. Uh-huh. Keanu Reeves, Carrie-Anne Moss, Neo and Trinity. And it's again led by Lana Wachowski, who I think was like Larry or something.
Mm-hmm.
Back the last time they did a Matrix film. Directing, producing, and co-writing the script. San Francisco Film Commission confirmed to SF Gate a major film with the working title Project Ice Cream is scheduled to shoot in San Francisco starting in February, around the same time production is due to begin on The Matrix 4. No specific days or neighborhoods have yet been named as part of the production. The Matrix Reloaded, which came out in 2003, shot in the Posey Tube.
Oh.
Which connects Oakland and Alameda. Mm-hmm. So it's not wouldn't be their first time shooting here. Another show that we're about to see, last year, or I should say earlier this year, there were some disruptions in town as they were shooting the show called Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. And we know about this show because Jane Levy, who... She's an actress. Her mom lives locally.
Mm-hmm.
And we had her. Yeah, we had her on the show 6 months ago, maybe.
Something like that. She's adorable.
Yep.
Yeah, she's great. So, and here's a photo of her in She plays Zoe in Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. I guess it shut down part of North Beach last April.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an NBC musical sitcom starring a whole lot of familiar faces. That's set to premiere January 7th, so less than a month from now. She, Jane Levy, plays Zoe, a tech worker in San Francisco who, after an accident, develops the ability to hear the innermost thoughts of those around her in song form. In the pilot, she undergoes an MRI scan at the exact moment an earthquake strikes the city.
Hmm.
Here in San Francisco.
That's funny.
Somehow gives her ESP powers, but set to song. So it's fun. Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, January 7th. Good luck. And then I wanted to break into this story. Very random, but there's a lot of little things that have happened over the years on this show that are connected to, or stories that we've done on this show that are connected to this particular story. There's a new movie coming out, or it's just been released. It's called A Million Little Pieces. It is based on the book. I think the guy's name is James Frey.
Yeah. Oprah, it's actually a good book.
Turns out it's a work of fiction. He had sold it as a memoir. This is what happened to me. This was my life story. He goes on Oprah. It's amazing. Come to find out, people started looking into it. Most of it's made up. And she,
key parts of it were made
parts.
Up.
So she just destroyed him on her show. And how could you deceive me? And, you know, whatever.
Right.
All got all high and mighty Oprah. So it's become a movie now. And the kid who is starring in it is Aaron Taylor Johnson. And he plays he's the title character of Kick-Ass. He married
Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass
yeah.
is the, I think his name might have been just Aaron Taylor at the time, or maybe just Aaron Johnson. He wound up marrying, at the age of 22, that 45-year-old director lady.
Oh.
So these are all stories that over the years we've done on this show. Then she's now 52 and he's 29.
And they're still together.
They are still
together. Get out.
In fact, she directed this movie.
Wow.
It also stars Billy Bob Thornton, Giovanni Ribisi, Juliette Lewis, Charlie Hunnam,
yeah.
like Odessa Young. So it's a big movie, apparently. It's, you know, it's a legit movie. And then the other thing that's in it.
It's a good read. And actually, while I liked the story, and I'm someone who's been through rehab, so I had some... It's not that fantastical.
Right.
So some of the stuff that he fudged, he didn't have to.
Right.
It's not... Like, there was a girl... I can't remember now, because it's been 10 years, I feel like, since I read that book. But it's like one of the girls in the story he made up, and he didn't have to.
Right.
The story's there. Just...
Well, luckily for James Frey, you know, he sold a gajillion books. He still gets to keep that money.
Right.
And he's clearly sold the film rights now, and maybe he'll get a piece of this. And so not even the most remarkable part, because at first I was like, oh, this guy's all cut, man. He looks good. I guess there's tons of full frontal of, you know, Sam Taylor Johnson, who is the 52-year-old woman married to this 20-year-old guy. She takes her husband and she makes him just be, I guess there's tons of, like, flopping around full frontal.
Wow.
Like. So I started reading the story because of that, and then I went, oh, hold on, isn't this, wait a minute, wasn't that,
what is it, are these tweets?
Yeah, those are just people's reactions.
Aaron Taylor Johnson's D flopping around, he's bleeping hung.
Here's all the memes that go with it. You can look at them if you want to. So Aaron Taylor Johnson apparently has got a big one. He was the star of Kick-Ass, and he's married to a woman who's 20-something years older than him. 23 years. And that's the entire story in a movie called A Million Little Pieces.
Do you... look at all the reactions to his ween.
I know.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't looked.
Oh.
I haven't looked. Did you grab
it came
a...
out last Friday.
Oh, okay. Did you grab a trailer?
I watched the trailer. It's pretty cool.
Is there ween in the trailer? Or
no, there isn't, but there's tons of profanity.
Oh. This person's calling it a work of art.
Oh, his ween.
Uh-huh.
All right. I thought, wow, there were a whole bunch of little stories about, you know, stuff that happened on the show over the years.
Well, well, well.
Yeah. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Snow shoveling makes the news. Also, why do humans smile?
Oh.
I'll tell you after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 8 o'clock. We have tickets for Ariana Grande at the Chase Center in San Francisco next week, December 18th. If you want to check out Ariana, make sure you're here at 8:05.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the SF Gift Center and Jewelry Mart.
Oh.
Many don't know that the Gift Center is now open to the public. A lot of people don't know it's possible to attend college for 10 years and leave without a medical degree. Saving money this season isn't brain surgery. Visit sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com. Who's that in reference to?
I don't know. Maybe someone from the...
I was just putting the copy down. I don't know.
Usually they skewer us every morning.
Attend college for 10 years without a medical degree. I don't know.
I went to school for 10 years. Over 10 years. College.
Unless they're referring to who went to like four different junior colleges.
Mm-hmm.
It could be referring to him.
It's too vague. It's too murky.
No, it's a fail. Sorry, Gift Center.
Nice try.
Dare
but
you.
Nobody
kidding,
feels
ladies.
Stung by that one.
No, everybody. Yeah, nobody feels stung. We actually like to feel stung.
No, we actually don't.
Sure we do. Everyone
like,
go to
depends how deep you cut me.
Well, it's nice when it happens to someone else. Let me put it that way. Everyone should go to the Gift Center and tell them that, you know.
I love the Gift Center.
I know.
So great there.
Open to the public, use that.
It's so good. You can find everything there.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the volcano situation in New Zealand is worse than they thought. Mm. One of the stories I have here in front of me is about a newlywed couple from Virginia.
They
were severely burned.
Oh.
They were on their honeymoon in New Zealand, and they're among the severely injured after the volcano violently erupted Monday. I told you guys this, and the pictures have now been, they're harder to find. But there
really?
Was a group of tourists walking along the surface that later exploded.
Right.
So they were on it.
And you said this was a still that updated every so often.
It was an every it's a science camera that takes a picture every 10 minutes of this volcano. Of the surface.
So between the time that we see them walking across the face and the next 10 minutes.
Then there's no picture.
Mm.
So that's not good. And if you now, the more you look at this white island, they call it, off the coast of New Zealand, the more you look at it, you realize there's nobody walking around on the outside of this thing. There's only that sort of inner surface.
I see.
So
there was some kind of trail, and it's an active volcano, so people are like, oh, my God, we're going to go walk on a volcano. And
that's it.
So if you're on the island, you're on this volcano. Horrible.
The newlyweds were touring the White Island volcano on the Royal Caribbean cruise Ovation of the Seas, they say.
Oh.
The parents have now been notified they were burned severely and are in hospital. So.
Well, they're lucky. I hate to say it, but it's, you know, so many people died.
Yeah, I don't think that there's going to be a rescue at all. And there's a sixth person now reported dead who was injured and
has passed.
Succumbed from the burns they received. So
horrible.
It's awful, and the news isn't good. So I just wanted to update you that it doesn't look good.
On CNN today, there was a Bay Area man that had made a phone call to his mom saying that I just want to let you know I'm alive. I am badly burned. My hands are very burned. I can't even use my phone. We're in the hospital right now, but I am alive. You may not hear from me for a little while, but I'm here.
They're about to put me under. Mm. Mm.
2 weeks till Christmas.
Yes.
Everyone, have you started your shopping yet?
I've done my shopping.
Did you do every single bit of your shopping online?
I believe I did.
Have you started your shopping yet?
Well, John bought 9 cards yesterday. And so
cards.
I had to label them and write messages in each one, and then we threw money in them.
Oh.
And then he took them over to the family's house yesterday.
Oh. You didn't have to go?
I wasn't feeling well yesterday when I got home at all. I was just like, I just can't. And I don't want to be around the baby who was just born a week ago.
Right.
I don't want to get it.
You were coughing your lungs out yesterday.
You don't want to get that.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that. And my little cousin, I bought her a bunch of stuff. She just had a baby a couple weeks ago, so I bought her a bunch of stuff just for her.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But that's kind of the extent. Oh, I got to buy our Secret Santa person a gift. But that's pretty much it.
I think the internet has helped people get most of this done earlier than usual.
Yeah.
Over 70% of people in a 30,000 people poll said, yeah, I've already started. I'm on it. Mm. I'm already on it. So,
are you on it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I've started collecting things. I had one plan. Then when the kid got sick and the bill came through, I went, okay, that's not. That other gift ain't happening. So we're going to go a couple of little small things here.
Here's your socks.
In there.
I know.
Well, one of the things she asked for.
Your kid or your wife?
No, the wife. She wanted those little Apple pods, ear pods. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, all right, I don't expect you to hold on to those for more than a day or two, but whatever you say.
No, they're great. They have a little case. I have mine right here somewhere.
Get out.
And I use them all the time.
You
just stick them on the charger after you've used them, and there they are.
And they charge the pods,
charger,
too, right?
The charger in the pod.
So those are the, okay, because there's 3 out now.
Yeah, I don't know what ones these are. These are, I think these are like standard Apple.
I got them
last year.
The basics. There's a pro pair or something like that that are just like $250. And
yeah,
and
they're
no
not,
one's
none
got
of them.
Them
are super cheap. The Apple issue ones, I should say. Like, I think these are $150 or something.
Wow, but I'm surprised you kept them that long.
I use them all the time because my stupid phone doesn't have a headphone jack anymore.
You're right, it doesn't.
Actually, you know what? I bet you I have my old headphones in here too, which I could get rid of.
You still have your old headphones?
Reaching
you never
into her jacket, everyone.
No, I don't have
the
them.
Jacket she wears every day.
I don't have them anymore.
Into the
That's good. Voluminous
pockets.
Got any candy in there?
I don't have some gum.
You do?
It's old. Look at it.
You got a tampon in there or
I do
what?
Not have a
no?
Tampon.
No? All right.
I have a tampon in my purse, though.
No,
oh,
good.
Oh, every girl has a tampon.
No.
You don't have a tampon? Well, you don't have.
Well, do you?
Yeah, I still sometimes.
You
know,
you do?
You do?
Yeah,
so you were done with that.
Pretty much, but I mean, because I had that IUD all those years.
Yeah.
You don't have it anymore?
No.
You got it out?
I did.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, you getting ready to have kids again? Or?
Yes.
I'm getting ready
to have
my
right. I figured it's my last chance. I'm 53 now. Am I 53 or 52?
53.
Okay.
Foolio.
Better get on it.
Oh, that's
but no,
great
I don't really
news.
Have a. But you know, sometimes you have. You're like, oh my God, I better go get my tampon.
I hope you make a little girl this time.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, I would. I swear to God, I'd jump off a cliff if I had a baby right now. I just couldn't do it. I'm like, my life. I've just finished with those boys. I figure I have it probably 10 years at least until I start getting grandchildren. Like, let's hold that off.
I would tell you that it's so much harder than you think, but you already did it, so I...
Yeah. Oh, no, and listen, you forget how hard it is.
Oh,
you're like,
God.
It's fine, wow. You get through it, and then you have one, and you're like, oh, my God, this sucks so bad.
The
it
mess
seems so incredibly difficult.
Around that high chair at the end of dinner is
it's
enough
central.
To make any human go, I'm not doing that. Mm. You just go, look at that mess. That kid misses her mouth.
No, there is no...
95% of the times with the food.
Just aims vaguely at her face.
Yeah, Cameron's always putting the yogurt face mask on.
Yeah. Oh,
she's
yeah.
Like,
likes, that's good for their skin.
Everything's covered except for her eyes. It's
adorable. How old is she now? 2.5?
Yeah, 2 and some change.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys haven't gone back there.
back.
They're going
to
back.
The baby.
They'll definitely go
baby
back.
Yeah, we're yeah.
You
we're
talking not, about it? What's the plan?
We're not in any rush, and we have a period to wait anyway, even if we do, mm-hmm. because we went to Vietnam recently.
Oh.
And there's a whole, like, this. It's purple in that area, I guess.
Yeah,
it's color-coded.
What's the name of that virus?
Zika.
Zika virus, yeah.
The Zika virus.
So you have to wait or...
6 months.
Yeah, 6 months. That's
before
right.
Before you get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And what's
microencephaly.
Oh, yeah, I forget that word.
But that's
yeah.
the thing, right?
Yeah, the thing you're afraid of.
You don't want your baby yeah, with the...
And you know what? We're fine with Cameron. She's
Yeah, she's great.
She's a handful.
But you need
hard,
another
I
one.
Know. Believe me.
The next one will be a real firecracker. You have the second one because the first one was good. You're like, oh, look how good they are. The second one, you're like, oh, my God, what have we done? Our life was perfect. So hurry up.
You wouldn't know it from driving around in this city because it seems like the pedestrians in particular trust all drivers without question.
Yeah, or they're looking for an insurance payout. One of those. Yeah.
They'll cross on a red just because they know you're not going to run them down, yeah. apparently.
We're so stupid, though. Are you telling me you don't think drivers are looking at their phones?
Anyway.
People get killed here all the time. Stop
trusting.
According
to this story, 91% of people said they don't trust other drivers in winter weather. They don't believe their skills are good enough. And yet, doesn't matter what the weather is out there, people are stepping out onto the curb right in front of cars like, I dare you. Right here where we live?
Yes. You mean where we work?
Right.
Broadway and Vallejo?
Leaving this parking lot, the number of people, even when the beeping and the lights are on, they just walk across the street without any...
Don't even... Yep. And we're right up against the side of a building, so you have to nose out, really. And then they still give you crap. I'm like, you can't give me that look. I'm nosing out an inch at a time, and you're just walking... Like, I can't see down the sidewalk. What part of the flashing light saying the car coming is...
And the buzzer.
Yeah.
And the right. It's so loud.
Don't even break stride, dude.
No, and shoot me boom, the boom. S look. How dare you? I'm looking to hit you.
23% of people have at least one family member they're not even going to drive with because they don't trust their driving skills.
Mm. Oh, I have a few people I won't drive with.
Who?
I'm not going to say their names.
Oh.
I don't want to make them feel bad, but oh, Jesus. I just don't like, you know, I'm a terrible backseat driver anyway. I'm
Is it
almost,
Big John?
It's not Big John. Oh. No, he's a fine driver.
He's a fine driver.
And then there's, and also.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I cannot be in a car with her.
Oh.
I just, anyway. I swear to God, I'm like, look at my hands in my lap, like the whole time, like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Try to stop them from shaking.
Just right. Just like, I can't look out a window. I can't. I'm just like, I'll drive. Oh, yeah, I got this. Oh, I just thought of one other person I never drive with.
Oh.
I won't say that one.
Are you sure? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Evolutionary biologists have figured out why ancient humans developed the ability to smile.
Oh, yeah, tell me this.
Here's the shocker of all shockers, everyone. Oh. To get laid.
Oh.
To get sex. That's why. Scientists from the University of Milan studied genes from the Neanderthals and found that they smiled to show they weren't being aggressive.
Oh.
Which attracted less aggressive people back to them, and then they'd do it. This is how they got Nook, by smiling.
I thought the Neanderthals were the ones who hit you over the head and dragged you off to the cave by your hair.
Yeah.
Look what I got. Hey, see, I got a smile on my face now. Yeah, I read a ton of sci-fi, so, you know, the smile can often be a problem for humans because it's teeth-bearing. And even though we're looking at it like, this is happy, look at the apples in my cheeks, it's, you know, teeth-bearing can be considered aggressive by, you know, aliens.
Really?
Sure, yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
I never
gotta be careful
of that.
About that, yeah.
Because one Neanderthal who'd developed the ability to smile got it on with another one who developed the ability to smile. They passed on the ability to smile to their baby Neanderthals. Mm. And eventually it became universal ability.
Okay, because I get that everything comes back to procreation, but the more I think about it, like, things are funny, and as humans, we have a sense of humor. And, you know, when you laugh, you almost can't not be smiling. I just think it's just a, I don't know.
You don't buy it?
I don't know if I definitely buy that. And also, like, babies smile and they don't know they have a mouth and they, you know, they show, like, I think we.
Well, but babies don't smile right away.
No, 6 weeks or so.
And
maybe
while
earlier than that,
I can't vouch for them. They are picking up things
absolutely
from the people around them, mm-hmm, who are smiling these giant toothy grins at them.
Yeah,
like,
we're all mouth coming in at babies.
Who's a cute baby? Right. Who's so cute? Right? I mean, yeah, you're doing that, yeah, the whole, you can't stop doing it.
Right.
So maybe they're already picking up
maybe
what you're putting down.
I just feel like when people laugh, and babies laugh all the time, every little thing you do to a baby, they start laughing at. Like, I just think that comes with a smile, and so, you know, it just denoted happiness. Why does everything have to be about getting laid? But I'm sure you're right. Or the scientists are right.
They do pick up stuff, though, for sure. In my house, I forget what someone asked, but we all raised our hands like,
oh, where'd they get that from, I wonder?
The baby raises her hand.
Oh, my gosh.
And now we're all like, oh, my God, she did. And now
she's a Hassan.
She thinks this is the way to rule the dinner table. So she gets, within seconds of getting put in her little chair, she'll look around and be like, hand up.
Well, and she wants her food.
Of course, we all react, and now it's become ritual at my house.
That's adorable.
There's hands flying through the whole dinner. It's cute, sure, but it's stupid.
That's cute. There's nothing stupid in any family.
Yeah.
All the goofy things are what make the family
exactly
its own special thing.
Yeah,
I guess. You say.
I do say.
KFC's fire logs that smell like fried chicken are back this year.
Oh, I don't remember this.
You can never buy a fire log that smells like fried chicken.
Well, that's just going to make me hungry.
Well, right.
I don't want to log
your
house.
Job.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I don't want that either.
Yeah,
you can get
I'll
them at Walmart.com if you want one.
Does it say how much they cost?
$19, I think it said. Yeah.
I just rather make the chicken.
Yeah.
We got a Secret Santa coming up.
Yeah,
anybody
do
want one of those? If
I'm going to pass one.
Chicken
no,
log?
Yuzi wants one.
No.
She wants a chicken log.
You don't want it?
No.
All right.
Thank you, though. Do you have me?
I shouldn't say, should I?
No, we shouldn't say who we have.
Nice try, though. You're tricky. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I was just doing some bowl game picks and had to choose Cal because, as Vinny says, our boy goes to Cal. So good luck in the bowl game, Cal.
Oh, throw a home run.
Don't.
Hit one.
You know better than that. You know way better than that. Don't play dumb. It's not cute.
It is kind of cute. You like it.
I don't like it.
You do.
What I'd really like is to find out that you and your family have bought plane tickets for all of Cal's away games next season.
Oh, my God.
And you have a box for Cal's home games next season.
How did you know? That's what we've done.
And you've
does that make you happy?
Invitations for all of us to join you.
We
in
can't
your
afford
box
it. We can't afford
at
it.
Cal.
No, we can't afford it.
Is it Memorial Stadium? It is, right? You
yes,
better know
of
that.
Of course it is. That's what it is.
James Frey has been writing under the pen name Petarius Lorre.
Oh.
And has written a ton of YA books.
Oh.
Some have even been turned into movies.
Wow.
Well, he had to change his name.
Yeah.
I know more about this story, kind of vague memories, but I remember Oprah like just scorching him. And then it turns out it wasn't as bad as she. He definitely sold it as a memoir and, mm-hmm,
and definitely added some stuff that was fiction.
Right. But the scorch, like the burn that she put on him after,
yeah,
it was like he
scorches. Right. It was like he murdered someone.
Right. I mean, she really destroyed him. And in the end, it was like he made up one of the characters. It was like the female in the story isn't right.
a real person.
Anyway, whatever. But. Good thing he had to change his name to go on.
Here's the poster. So A Million Little Pieces got made into a movie. I guess it came out last Friday. That's and it's based on the James Frey book.
Oh, is this the guy with the giant one?
That's the guy with the giant one. Flip it over, though. It's upside down. Like, his face is upside down on the poster. And it says, I'm fine. Cross his nose.
mm-hmm.
Looks like a depressing story. You liked it, though, right? You said you read it.
I did, but, you know, that's... I was going through my own struggles at the time, so these are the types of stories you just hope end well as you're in your own, you know? Let's see. I sat across from Aaron Taylor Johnson and his wife on a flight a year ago. That's the guy who plays in this movie, right?
He was the guy who played Kick-Ass, if you ever saw that movie, 10 years ago.
And they were all over each other.
Oh, recently?
Seemed to be still very much in love.
Well, he's 29. She's 52. There's got to be something there. She's probably really into the what he's got going on.
The chaunch?
Well, listen, she is the director of this movie, and he's naked in a lot of it. And he looks like, I mean, did you see some of those, the still of his body? He looks like the Hulk, for God's sake.
No, I didn't.
Looks amazing.
I don't know, but I do
know. And apparently that thing is huge and flopping around everywhere.
I have the video.
Oh, yeah?
Come watch it.
All right.
The key to a man's heart, if you don't already know this, though, is Nook. So it doesn't matter. That's the way.
Yep. That's what I hear.
It's what you already know. You know this.
What?
You know that's why you do the Friday regular, like, clockwork.
We've been on a increased schedule lately.
Oh, good for you guys. You're
not
doing
really.
A great job.
It's because of the vacation and stuff.
What, am I alone here? Good job, Sarah.
I'm like, dude, it's a Tuesday. What are you talking about? It's a Tuesday. Now. Oh, all right.
We've had this conversation in my marriage for sure, and I've explained. I need that. I need it. It's got to happen.
And you got to be into it.
No, she doesn't even have to.
She doesn't even. You're going to get really sick of her not being into it.
There's things I've given up along the way where I'm like, it just has to happen. I don't even, it has to. It has to.
Flip over. Come on.
It has to happen. Once a week. That's the bare minimum. Gosh.
Just read your book. It's fine.
Yeah, just watch the show on TV.
Anyway.
What's going on back there?
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, let's see. I got a bunch of Juice WRLD stuff. That guy overdosed over the weekend. And there's just more and more information.
So we know it's an overdose now.
Oh, it's an overdose.
All right.
And the reason why is horrible. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.